Put new does in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Yes?
Major, this is Ted.
Yes, Ted.
I wonder if you would mind packing a bag for me.
Going out of town, are you?
Yes. I have to be in New York by tomorrow morning. It's all very unexpected.
Well, how long do you think you'll be gone?
Well, 3 or 4 days at the most.
What time will you pick up your bag?
I have 101 things to take care of before I leave. I don't think I'll have the time to come home first. Bill offered to pick it up for me.
Oh, I see.
Is Chucky anywhere around?
No, not at the moment.
I should like to talk with him.
Ted, what time does your plane leave?
5 o'clock.
Well, I'll have Chucky phone you later.
Good. Bill will pick up my bag sometime after lunch.
All right, I'll have it ready for you. Is there anything else?
I don't think so. Only, don't do anything foolish while I'm gone.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't think I have to go into any explanation. Take care of yourself. I'll wire you when I expect to be back.
Very well. Have a nice trip.
Thank you, my dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You don't have to wonder, Maida, about what Ted meant when he said,
don't do anything foolish while I'm gone.
You don't have to wonder, do you? You know exactly what your husband meant by that remark. And how do you feel about what he said?
3 or 4 days. This is Friday. He warned me not to contact Dr. Hewitt. But I'm not afraid of Ted or his threats. How very opportune his going away at this time.
We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white, white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals. But my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Does. Does gives me white, white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with 2 modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with 2 modern detergents.
That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get Does today. You'll say it too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Dr. Hewitt, this is Mrs. White.
Yes, Mrs. White.
I understand that you've spoken with my husband.
Yes, I have.
Well, I'd like to make an appointment within the next few days, if at all possible, for you to see Chucky.
Oh, just a moment, Mrs. White. No, I'm sorry. There doesn't seem to be any time open.
Dr. Hewitt, I called you at your office because I didn't want to presume upon your time at the Selby Flats Hospital. I know how much work you're doing there.
I couldn't possibly see the child for at least 6 months.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
Now, please understand, Mrs. White, I consented to see you in the first place as a favor to Dr. Bowling.
My husband didn't seem to have any difficulty in arranging an appointment with you.
Oh, I was merely attempting to follow through.
That's all I'm asking you to do now. I know that Mr. White doesn't want you to see Chucky, but after all, he doesn't have the entire say as far as our son is concerned.
To be quite frank with you, Mrs. White, I don't believe I'd be able to really do anything for your boy.
Dr. Hewitt, won't you please at least talk to him? Perhaps my apprehension regarding him is unfounded. And if it is, I'd like to know.
Well, if I have a cancellation, I'll let you know, Mrs. White.
I don't want to let it go at that. Can't you be more definite?
I'd like to, but
I'll phone you in the morning, Doctor. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. White.
Hello, Maida.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, boy, it's a scorcher today, isn't it?
Yeah. It is rather warm.
I don't envy Ted going to New York in this weather. At least we can count on cool evenings out here. But I understand New York is a hot box.
What's a hot box, Uncle Bill?
Oh, just plain hot, Chucky. You know, you little guys are lucky. You never feel the heat and you never feel the cold. As a matter of fact, I understand guys like you are air-conditioned for heat and cold.
I get cold sometimes, even when it's hot.
Chucky.
Uncle Bill,
yeah?
Daddy's going to fly to New York.
Yes, I know.
Is he scared, Uncle Bill?
Oh, well, of course not. Why should he be?
I was scared when we were on the plane, wasn't I, Mother?
Oh, you mean when we flew from Europe, Chucky?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you were a little frightened. Not too much.
I was scared when we were on the plane to New York, too.
Were you, dear?
Oh, there's nothing to be scared about. You know, Butchie, the day is coming when everybody will fly everywhere.
Honest?
Mm-hmm, honest. Say, you have anything to drink in the house?
Would you like some ginger ale?
Oh, well, Chucky, I tell you what. Ask Mary to put some ginger ale in a large glass and fill it with ice cubes. And then you serve it to your uncle. Hmm?
All right, Mother.
Well, I wasn't exactly thinking of ginger ale, Maida.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you want?
Oh, I could use a scotch and soda.
Well, you're very welcome to it, Bill, but as long as Chucky offered you a ginger ale...
Oh, sure. I wouldn't want to hurt the little guy's feelings for anything in the world.
So you're Ted's errand boy, hmm?
What do you mean?
I suppose you're driving him to the airport.
Yeah. Yes, I offered to. Maida, I don't envy him that trip this time of year, but it's a pretty big deal, a talent deal, and the New York office wants him to be on hand. I don't know if you realize that your husband is a mighty important man in our outfit.
Yes, Bill. I'm fully aware of that.
Uh-huh. Tell me, sis, how are things going?
How are things going? Ted's way, as usual.
Well, that isn't exactly
That's
what I meant.
That's what it adds up to, nevertheless.
Here you are, Uncle Bill.
Oh, thank you, Chucky. Aren't you going to join me?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, young man, your daddy expects a phone call from you before he leaves. He told me to be sure to tell you he wanted to talk to you.
We tried to reach him a little while ago, but Ted was in conference.
Oh?
I left word with the secretary to have Ted call back.
I see.
Chucky.
Yes, Mother?
Why don't you run along to your room, darling? Or if you like, you can go out on the terrace.
I think I'll go to my room.
All right, dear.
I'll see you before I leave, Chuck.
I'm drawing a picture for my daddy. Will you give it to him?
Sure thing. I know he'd be very happy to have it. Why did you send the youngster out of the room, Maida?
I want to ask you a few questions.
What about?
About this house that Ted would like you to buy in Beverly Hills. Mr. Chambers' home.
Oh? He told you he offered to let me have $25,000 to swing the deal?
Yes.
Well, I think it was darn generous of him.
You can't really think that.
What else can I think?
Bill. Bill, don't put yourself under obligation to Ted.
Now, wait a minute. You're being prejudiced, aren't
you? No, I don't think so. Ted has a way of placing people under obligation to him, and always for a reason.
What possible motive could he have?
Bill, who knows? I'm asking you to refuse his so-called generous offer.
Honey, I wish I could.
But what?
Well, I had a long talk with him this morning. I told him I felt the responsibility was too much for me, how I hated to be in debt to anyone for anything, and he said I was ultra-conservative.
And?
And I've already banked his check for the $25,000.
Don't touch a penny of that money. Take my advice, Bill. Don't touch a penny of it.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness? Such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors. Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Dove today. Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, at Dr. Bowling's request, consents to see Chucky White in the next episode of The Guiding Light. Brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.